Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Good morning, everybody.
How's it hanging?
Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It's brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. It is a Thursday. It is beautiful outside. We've got injury reports for the Bills, the Jets. We've got Thursday night football tonight. Should be a very, very good day. I do want to start there, though, on the injury report. We are going to get a word in on the Jets today. Paul Austin Jr., better known as Boy Green, will be joining us at 11. We'll also have Sal on at 11:30. But looking at the injury reports, the good news is Trey White practiced, but it is a lengthy report. It doesn't seem to be anything as super negative, long-term, anything like that.
There are two that...
Some names on there.
There's always two that you can cross out on that sort of thing. Anyone that participates in full...
But are listed, right?
But Benford are listed as and, precautionary because they were on there last week.
Yeah, Benford and Coleman.
Benford and Coleman, both of them with groin last week. Both of them are listed on here. Both participated in full through the normal practice, not just the walkthrough. Mm-hmm. So, all right, we can probably cross that one off, especially if they're in full today as well. There are five limited. Brandon Codrington, James Cook, Dawson Knox, Greg Rousseau, and Trey White. White getting too limited is progress. Everyone else, you picked up something in the Baltimore game. And then Taron Johnson and
Shaq Thompson.
They're the ones that have the DNP. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, what does Sal always say? Like, Thursday is the...
Thursday's usually your day, you find
that's
out.
That's the make or break day. Wednesday is usually the precautionary, what have you. We could get the report at, what is it, like 4 in the afternoon usually when it comes out. Bunch of full practices, but they're on there. Taron would be huge.
Right.
I think for them as well. Just he dealt with a lot of injuries last year. Not too much in terms of taking him out of games, but just knowing that he's dealing with something. And to be fair, it also felt like to be perfectly honest, Derek, I was expecting guys like Terrell Bernard or Matt Milano to be on the injury list.
Right.
I saw a lot of people on Twitter mentioning that Bernard and Milano looked maybe a step slower than they should have been, maybe looked like they were dealing with something. To see neither is a good sign, but that also then points to, well, then what happened on Sunday? You know, what was going on there? Could it literally be they're just getting up to game speed, this welcome to week one kind of deal? Sure. It also could maybe point to a not-so-great sign of, you know, is Bernard maybe, too small? He's not really what we thought he was going to be in his first year. You know, Milano, he's a year older. How's that going? What have you? Again, it's week one. There's not really any reason for massive concerns, but it is going to be stuff to keep an eye on as we go. It is exciting to see about Tre'Davious White. He hasn't practiced in weeks until yesterday. I heard Sal talking. He looks normal, fine, good, what have you. We'll see where that goes. I am curious, though. I imagine they would throw Trey White back in there, especially if he gets two full practices for Thursday and Friday. But they also had Dorian Strong at 100% of the defensive snaps. And he didn't look terrible.
I will be interested if Johnson can't go.
Mm-hmm.
If Taron Johnson can't go, there's a couple of ideas that kind of like start crossing the mind on that one. Both of them involve rookie corners. Jordan Hancock, throughout training camp, got a lot of reps and time on task at slot corner, in addition to safety. Because the saying about it was that they were trying to find out what spot really they can utilize him, and it sounded like he was a little bit of like a multi-tool.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's that. Maybe it's Dorian Strong. If Trey's healthy enough, does Dorian Strong stay on the outside and they put Trey inside, or vice versa, if Taron Johnson can't go? It's clear they trusted Strong in the Baltimore game. You don't play 100% of the snaps if you're doing something terribly wrong.
No, that was the eye-opening thing to me, is that they're down 15 points for much of the second half, and they never take him out. He is the guy. It never becomes Ingram or anybody. And to be fair, you could argue it maybe could have been or should have been Ingram. He came up with timely interceptions. Sure, once when they asked him to against Miami, but it had happened.
It had happened before.
But they trusted Dorian to stay in there.
The other answer, obviously, Cam Lewis. Mm-hmm. He's had time on task there as well. So I'd imagine the Bills have a couple of options if Taron Johnson can't go, for example. And if it's a combination where Trey White is back, then you probably have the same number of corners available to you. It's just one of the better nickel corners is not going to be there for you. That could happen. Obviously, today is the day where, kind of like in golf, how Saturday is known as the moving day.
Mm-hmm.
This is the moving day in terms of injuries. It's where we're going to get closer to a confirmation bias on, is this guy playing, is he not? And we'll see. Like I said, you can probably cross off Benford and Coleman on this. And the Bills injury report has had a habit of doing this.
Oh, they're very...
Where they put players that have participated in full on there. And I remember like last year you crossed off half of the injury report.
Well, I mean, because they take it as the most literal thing ever. If you had any sort of treatment, what have you, and this is how it's supposed to be. If you get any treatment, you're supposed to be on the injury report. For this, I mean, is if you need any treatment, they're going to give you treatment instead of, like, you're fine, like work through, like, you know, what have you. I think there's a lot of teams out there that are probably closer to do your stuff at home. Off the side, like, you're fine. We're just working through it. Where the Bills, no.
We don't need to give you treatment if you don't need treatment.
Yeah, whereas the Bills are going to be, it seems at times, almost overly aggressive about it. And that's fine.
Wait, is that a cut on your hand?
It just looks, I mean, it always looks like, at least it has the last 2 years now, that they've got just so many guys on the injury report. And many of them ultimately end up playing. That was not necessarily true during training camp. That went from precautionary to, oh, everyone's hurt. What's going on? We're now, I mean, like you mentioned, Keon and Christian Benford are going to be playing. They're full participants already on Wednesday. And McDermott even mentioned there's a few guys, nothing too serious, but there's going to be a few guys that pop up. And you see that. It's a number of starters.
My question is going to be about James Cook. If there's an injury there.
Especially a hamstring for the position he plays.
The Jets also were very good against the run last week. Maybe we take it a little slow on that one. And does that mean that you have to unleash Josh Allen on the Jets secondary that allowed four touchdowns already in the air?
See, I was just thinking, is it Ray Davis game part two against the same team?
Oh, that's right.
Against the same team. I don't think that's going to be the case.
I mean, it'll probably be both things, but like that lean closer to me on that.
That was Ray Davis's day. I mean, like most people,
that's right.
If you're a Ray Davis believer, if you're a Ray Davis believer, it's that primetime game against the Jets where he was doing everything for you. That's the game. Outside of that, Davis, I think, averaged well under 4 points per carry.
Yeah.
He really didn't do much, but there is, of course, promise with him. It's that Jets game where you're like,
that's what we drafted.
Yep, that's what we wanted. That's that game alone got to a lot of people over the summer of being okay if James Cook left. Is it really going to change much? No, we've got Ray Davis and Ty Johnson.
Exactly. That's where a lot of the belief comes in there. And anytime Ty Johnson playing against the Jets, you get that revenge factor sort of thrown in there, and you love to see it. I do wonder, though, with how that's going with Cook, especially because of – I don't want people starting to go, this is why you don't pay running backs. That's the other part of this. We don't need that conversation to already come up because somebody might not play in week two.
Mm-hmm.
But if he doesn't play, he doesn't play. That doesn't mean we need to go back on it and going, oh, this is why you don't play. This is why you don't pay running backs. Please don't do this.
Please don't.
It's 2 weeks into the season.
I mean, the Bills don't help that conversation either with those 2-point conversions. Never once going to Cook for any of them.
I didn't mind most of the play calling on them. The one that I did was we need to ban fades from 2 yards or less.
It's just every team goes to them, and they don't work.
Coleman's the
type
of player.
You'll get one or two that are like, oh, there it is. It works.
Coleman's the type of player where it
is. Maybe, yeah.
It's not the worst idea. And if they wanted to call something on it, they would call it. But you're not planning on the referees taking over in that instance.
No, that's right. It's absolutely
and you
right.
shouldn't. Matter of fact, the game at Atlanta and Tampa Bay last week, I remember we were talking about it. The receiver looked like he didn't really fight through the route because Penix put the ball where exactly needed to be, and the receiver looked like he was playing for a flag, and they didn't get it. Coleman tries to fight for the ball. It boinks off of his head, too, so he even had another opportunity to try to catch it. But, yeah, I think we need to start dealing with goal line play calling in a different light because I'm not a huge fan of aesthetically of the tush push. The Bills seem to be scared of it now. Either there's PTSD or McDermott's trying to practice what he preaches, which is anti-tush push.
Anti-tush push, I know there's no real evidence to point to the health issues, but every time you hear an offensive lineman talk about it.
They go, I hate it.
They have like war flash. Jordan Mailata, the opening night, they're talking about on the broadcast about how much Jordan Mailata doesn't like it, but is like, but it works. I get it.
So I do it.
And so I do wonder if, like some teams are just going to, we know it works, but like eventually something is going to happen, right?
And maybe
that is the right way to do it, of just be like, hey, we're only going to do it kind of in necessities. We do want to get away from it. We've taken calls all summer about how it lacks creativity.
Yeah.
You want to see more creativity. So maybe that is also teams going to that point as well of, look, we've got a shelf life with this play of a few years before everyone's just going to get a bunch of big dudes. And the moment is 4th and 1, get them in there. And that's all that play is going to be.
And 2 and 1 yard fades. Also should fit in this category. The creativity is not there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you're asking one player to make a play, one-on-one. And it, weirdly enough, it individualizes the biggest team sport. Does it not?
You can argue that it all of a sudden
it's a one-on-one.
Yeah, it's the moment the play is called, you're going to see quarterback either go to the right or to the left and just loft it up. And it becomes a very – here's my thing. I am cool with it when there is a genuine mismatch, when all of a sudden I've got a 5'10 corner going up against a 6'4 receiver. Like that genuine kind of mismatch, I'm all for it.
That's play calling to find
– yeah.
That's play calling to find the target, and it makes too much sense.
When I don't know necessarily if that happened on Sunday. I didn't, I'm not looking exactly at what corner is covering Coleman or what have you. It's just for the most part, I just can't stand that play. It doesn't work nearly enough to how much it's called across the NFL.
Right.
Across the NFL. It's not a Bills thing.
It's not a Bills thing. It is just something of like you want to see a little bit of difference in that sort of thing. And I do like typically Joe Brady's play calling in red zone scenarios though. Why? He doesn't exclusively rely on Allen. He'll hand it off to Cook. How does Cook get 16 touchdowns last year?
Right, they actually used him in the red zone.
They used him in the red zone a good amount, too. Everyone goes like, oh, Josh Allen's the goal line merchant. They used James Cook enough there, too. Like, you don't get to 16 touchdowns for no reason. And the last offensive touchdown from last season, is Cook.
Yeah.
A little pitch out play, and he's the one that has to punch it in. So it's not like they don't want to use him in that scenario. Hopefully he's okay. Because I do believe he is part of this offense in a sense, especially with Joe Brady at the helm. Brady does not like to go away from the run. It's very evident. In that Ravens game, for example, it takes him a minute. It takes him until he's required to.
Yeah, and that is one of the negatives from the game on Sunday is that it sort of felt like until they were forced to, they really did not want to leave the run game. I mean, to a certain the first half is sort of defined by second drive of the game. You're up 7-3, three straight runs, punt.
Right.
With Josh Allen at quarterback.
And that's kind of where it is where you don't want that to happen. You want it to be the adjustment properly, not forced by game script or forced by the scoreboard. But it is clear by the Bills handing Cook a contract and by Brady's style of play calling, he wants to run the football. And not having Cook against the Jets would be, I'd call it less than ideal for him. Of course, it's less than ideal when one of your best players is off the field. But especially with a coordinator that loves to that loves to make sure there is balance into this play calling, into this offense. Josh Allen should not have to do it by himself, though he very well proves time and again, yeah, I could do it. I've got big enough shoulders. Put it all on there.
But this is where people talk about it on the defense. You know, they win on Sunday in part because Allen goes MVP.
Mm-hmm.
And he proves to the world, again, why he won the award. But he has to do it because his defense can't really get a stop until the end of the second half.
Right.
That's also where the positive comes in if you found a player like James Cook. For as many of us didn't want to pay him, James Cook at times over the last year and a half has been able to win games effectively by himself just through the run game. They've been able to end games without Allen really having to do much at all. A few passes here or there, maybe a few runs, but ultimately not anything crazy. Not like the first few years, the Daboll and into the Dorsey era. There is that positive. It's just, that is something I do get worried about, is that maybe they're too in love with the balance.
Yes.
It's a small thing, because it's one game, but it's a small thing for me. Watching for Sunday, how many targets does Keon Coleman get? Or does it all of a sudden go from, hey, he had 11 targets, 8 catches. He was dynamite. He looked like a one.
Fantastic.
And on Sunday, not due to the Jets, anything the Jets do, but because they want to be more balanced, he has like 4 targets and 2 catches. And yeah, while that's pushing everyone eats, that also, there's also is the negative to everyone eats of, are you taking your foot off the gas? Are you not going for kill shots? The Bills, I think, play the best when they're worried a team can keep up with them. When they're deciding, we're going to put this game out there, we're going to take you out of your comfort. The Detroit game from last year.
Yes.
They are going to key in on the run, score quickly, and get you out of your comfort zone. And then they're going to keep scoring because they know you can get up there quickly. It's not that they're necessarily
even the Ravens playoff game.
Yeah.
They do enough to where we're going to sell out to stop Henry.
Mm-hmm.
It forces some turnovers, and we're going to try to keep things going here. It slows down eventually, but the idea was we need to at least use game script to give Henry the football less, and it works. Henry ends up sub 100 yards on the entire day, and while Baltimore does come back and almost tie the football game, you would have had enough time to at least kick a field goal and move on regardless.
And I think most fans acknowledge, look, make Lamar a thrower.
Yes.
If he beats us throwing the ball, credit to him. It's what they did.
It's what they did. They sold out on it from the lesson they took from the regular season loss.
Their problem on Sunday is I think they did try to sell on the run. They just did it poorly.
First quarter, they did a great job.
Yeah.
First quarter, Ravens had 3 points. Yeah, they were driving, but
you're doing okay. You're doing fine.
It had not happened yet. It was actually very respectable from your defense at that point. And then
the floodgates opened a little bit.
Then the wheels fell off, and we all had a great time.
But
we all had a great time.
Yeah, it is something, though, I think about with the everyone eats mantra. I'm fine with it. I have no issue with it. Kansas City won two Super Bowls with average receiving cores. I have no issue with it. My fear, though, is they want to be so balanced, they will go away from what's working at times. I've given Brady credit to that. Of, hey, when the run game was working, Dallas stuck to it, fine. But on Sunday, the run game really wasn't working. And until they had to, they kind of didn't want to go away from it. They wouldn't pass the ball down the field. Then they found out, hey, this is really working. Why? We shouldn't have waited so long. The Jets' defense has lost a little bit of luster over the last few years in terms of the talent. Quinnen Williams, Sauce Gardner are still very good, but they seem to be the only guys that everyone is unanimous on.
I like Michael Carter as a nickel corner.
Michael Carter. But it's those two, maybe three, that are like, you know, unanimous. They're very good. They should be able to attack the Jets' defense. They should be able to.
Yes.
And I'd like to see them continue on from what was working against Baltimore, where Keon Coleman is finding space in zone defense, and he's able to – he looks like an incredibly intelligent player out there. You know, Palmer really came into his own in the second half. And, of course, you still have Shakir and Kincaid. I'd like to see the passing game still keep going, keep the pedal to the floor, even though you're going into another game. And really, it's also, in a way, the fear of the defense. I think if they want to keep playing those games, we've mentioned it. The Jets are a diet version of Baltimore. They are probably going to want to run the ball as much as humanly possible. So I'd like to, as soon as humanly possible, get the Jets out of that feeling. Force Justin Fields to have to throw the ball 35, 40 times in a game to keep up. I think that's what they should want to do. I know they want to limit how many plays they run. They want to limit time of possession for the I know that. I think you can end these games at times with Allen at quarterback early, like you were able to a lot last year too, because the receiving core looks to be better than it was ever last year.
It's
I got
more
better feelings on Sunday from that receiving core. Much better feelings than I ever did last year. Even though Matt Collins was fun and Amari Cooper had a few nice catches, but that felt like Keon has grown into this. Palmer looks very good. He gave up on one play, but Palmer looked very good. Shakir looked very good. Kincaid looked actually like he's a real part of the offense.
Kincaid looked good, I think. I think really it's Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
He looked the part of a wide receiver one. And for the everybody eats mantra, to have somebody stand out
is good.
That is a very good thing to have. And I think the everybody eats is an interesting mantra in and of itself, more or less in the ways of, say Sauce is following him. Does he command enough respect from that one game that Gardner's following him the whole night? Then do you go ahead and have more of Josh Palmer?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have even more of Khalil Shakir, both of whom put up good numbers on their own right? Is there more of Elijah Moore integrated into the offense? Matter of fact, one of the curious questions was, Curtis Samuel, healthy scratch.
I think for me that came down to just he's not going to do anything on special teams.
I think it was also time on task.
Mm-hmm.
He did not have enough time in the preseason or training camp. He was in and out with injuries. Illnesses even, keeping him out of the last preseason game. Maybe you want to go ahead and give him a little bit of extra time, a little couple extra practices, kind of like with Jordan Hancock being scratched.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have expected that. It's probably you picked up an injury late in preseason and training camp that, you know, we're going to sit you down for this one. We'll see what happens. But I'm very interested to see if there is a follow-up from Coleman in particular. And if not him, then whom?
Yeah, if all of a sudden the everyone eats mantra actually does become that, where instead, you know, Mike Shope kind of made this famous last year of everyone snacks, you know, they're under 4,000 yards passing, yards for Allen, what have you. But instead, if it's this year where, no, everybody eats, one game it's Coleman with 8 and 112 and a touchdown. Next game, you know, this weekend, Palmer goes off for like 690 and two touchdowns, what have you.
Yes.
I'd be cool with that. And then I'm more than fine
now
with that.
It's Shakir with 85 on 7 catches, and it's like, hey, Let's keep things going. I know the numbers are going down when we say that about the yards, but it's more of the style of each player's game. And then, like, Coleman gets back to it of, like, close to 100 yards or back over 100 yards. That's where everybody should be the true mantra, is that there is a game where everybody has a pop-off. I think that I would subscribe to it a little bit of what Mike is saying on the snackage part. Because last year, that was kind of like the top stat lines were Shakir and Palmer in the game, but there were four of them.
Yeah.
And there's no 100-yarder, but there's four of you in the 40 to 60-yard range.
Mm-hmm.
And like, yeah, no, that, but that does kind of get into it. Everybody eats. Could it be everybody eats and one person has snagged extra stuff from the buffet line?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Because that is what I think Keon was in week one. Everybody eats. Keon snagged a little extra.
Yeah. 803-0550, the number to call. Thoughts on Bills-Jets coming up on Sunday. We'll get a word in on the Jets coming up at 11. Paul Esten Jr. will join the program. We'll also touch base with Sal Capaccio at 11:30. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. And this is WGR. Welcome back, everyone. Hour number one continues to roll along here on a Thursday morning, almost afternoon. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, here with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Bills taking on the New York Jets this Sunday at 1 p.m. And the Jets may have lost, But boy, it feels like there's some good feelings there. I'm excited to talk to Paul Esten coming up in about a half hour to kind of get a feeling from him, because it's been a long time since the Bills could genuinely have the moral victory week where we lost to a good team, but man, we look good doing it.
Yeah, no, the Bills don't have...
It's been a long time since that's been a conversation at all.
It's a long time since that's been able to be a conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not allowed anymore. Like, moral victories with a great team are not really existent anymore.
No.
I think it does turn into, you have to lose sometimes, nobody's perfect. And you shrug your shoulders on that. But, I don't know. Maybe you can go ahead and look into it of, the only way you can turn it into like a moral victory is nobody wins every game.
Right. This isn't college where you losing one game might define your season. It's like, no, the great teams will lose five, right? Five or four, what have you.
Super Bowl winners lose football games. Like,
right.
That's just reality. But that's something that happens. But
yeah,
you don't really take a moral victory out of it, so to mm-hmm. say. It's the only thing that you could shrug your shoulders and go, well, all right, well, now what? I don't think we're going to be able to talk about, like, with the Bills, anything of a moral victory for a very long time still.
Oh, I think the next time Bills fans will talk about moral victories is it's a rookie quarterback taking over Josh Allen.
It's not the Josh Allen era at that point. Yeah.
The Josh Allen era is no longer. I think that's the next time. But, like, for the Jets on quarterback, I think that's where a lot of the moral victory fun conversations is coming.
I also think it's cool.
Did we get something? Yeah. Did we steal Fields from the NFL because he was in Chicago and Pittsburgh? And actually, he's this really good, fun quarterback that our offensive coordinator kind of knows what to do with. He's still relatively young. Did we get our version of Sam Darnold?
Did we free him from effectively Chicago? Like, yeah, he comes from Pittsburgh, but Chicago, infamously now at this point, has not had a 4,000-yard passer. And based on Caleb Williams' performance in week one, they never will.
Yeah, it might continue, actually.
And we made the joke on this very show of if they don't get it with Ben Johnson as the head coach, just go to wing T formation forever. Kick it back to like before
just
there was.
Just throw everybody off, yeah.
Yeah. Kick it back to before vertical passing concepts were a thing, because that's who the Bears are at that point and they just need to embrace it forever. But Fields is part of this. And because Fields is still such a beloved player, even with this being his third stop.
Mm-hmm.
There are enough people that would want to see, hey, can you succeed? Even with, you're making it work with the Jets? That organization? That is something that people will want to try to keep a little bit of a vested interest in here. Because of the fact that if you're able to succeed with the Jets,
right.
We got redemption arcs from Sam Darnold and Geno Smith away from the Jets.
Not very
common that you get a redemption arc with the Jets. Because yeah, we dog on Chicago for never having a 4,000-yard passer.
Well, did you hear Jeremy and Joe this morning?
I was just going to say it.
Yeah.
There's this Joe Namath. That's the list.
I believe it 1967, I think, was the season. I mean, regardless, it's Joe Namath. You know,
first of all,
name.
Throwing for 4,000 yards in 1967 is wild in and of itself.
Yeah, him and United is a little different from everybody else in that era.
Yeah, it's still wild to me. And yet, it's hilarious that that's also their last one. The difference between the Jets and the Bears is one guy.
Yeah, it's not really too much.
It's not much when it comes to the evolution of the forward pass.
Mm-hmm.
And both teams do have a Super Bowl, one with the player that gave them their 4,000-yard season. And the Bears just do it old-timey because that's the only way they know how to do anything, apparently. They're just allergic to 4,000-yard passers. But it would be something very intriguing to me if Fields found his way in New York. Because then I'd be truly convinced that it is a Bears problem.
Yeah, because then all of a sudden if the Jets are somehow able to revive it. I think everyone knows I'm a big Justin Fields guy. I was when he came out of Ohio State. I tweeted it out that this is why he's always...
There were a lot of people nervous about him being taken by New England.
Yeah, I was one of them. I was having a near nervous breakdown of, oh no, they've done it again. Of, here we go. They're going to fall into
you and I
what
were texting
I
a
be
lot
a great guy.
That day.
Yeah.
Because I was at a friend's for that one.
We watched the draft together. I was
with
you
right.
on that.
Yeah. Never mind.
And I was just not having
it. We have watched a lot of drafts together. They all kind of blend together now.
But I'm so curious to see if this continues on. And to be fair, as we've mentioned, they're going to be kind of a diet version of what Baltimore was in week one. So there's a very real chance that we're leaving this game with thoughts of both the Bills' defense concerning, but also, oh no, did the Jets find a quarterback? Are they the second best team in the AFC East, even at maybe 0-2?
Oh, man, how deflating would that be for Miami and New England, too, because in the offseason, there was a lot of hope for the Patriots.
Oh, yeah.
Of, hey, you might have your quarterback. Maybe you've also got a softer schedule. Can you be the team that kind of steps up next now because you can take advantage of this? And then Miami, bad vibes. Bad vibes, but you are also, for years, the second best team in the division. Can you at least hold on to that for now? And the answer soundly looks like so far, no. But it would be a little deflating, I think, for Patriots fans, knowing that the roster is still far away, and the Jets would be the team of all teams that decides, hey, we're actually not booty cheeks, and we're going to be able to keep this going.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to find out on that end. It's just going to be interesting to see if the Bills really have a walk in the park here or if it might actually be a bit of a fight. 803-0550, the number to call. I want to jump on today's show. Let's do that right now. Get connected to our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. JD is first up today. JD, how are we doing?
Good, guys. Good. Love the show. I don't quite understand, what everybody eats really means anyway, because you're supposed to spread the ball around. And I know, folks wish we had Jamar Chase. And I get that, but that's not the deciding factor in whether you win a Super Bowl. This club had a really great offense last year, and you can tweak things, but I noticed the Kansas City Chiefs have any number of receivers over the years, and they're hugely successful, and they don't always have a superstar guy. And I think it's about how your offensive line is playing and who your quarterback is. And I wanted to get your comments, and I want to ask you a quick question.
Yeah, JD, so on that real quick.
I think it's a not so subtle jab at Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, I think realistically Diggs was so much the focal point of the offense. My only issue with the Bills is where Kansas City, you're right, Kansas City won two Super Bowls after trading away Tyreek Hill. Their problem is they get timely plays from their playmakers, whether it be Kelce, Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
Or their defense.
The Bills, the last two playoff losses, have had the ball on offense to win a game, and they haven't gotten those plays, whether it be Stephon Diggs in his final game as a Bill, or last year, Dalton Kincaid, the ball goes through his hands. That's where I get excited about it. Maybe Keon Coleman is, he might be kind of one of those guys, a gamer in that sense.
Well, listen, it's definitely all in the timing, and statistics don't tell you when things happen. They tell you what happened. But the second question, and I'll hang up and get your comments, is do you think it's possible that the move toward smaller, faster linebackers in general, not just the Bills, might not be the best thing? I see the Bills get gashed, and I just wonder, Biscuit and Talley were such big guys, and I think about guys like that. What do you think about the size of linebackers, and is it going in the right direction? Thanks, guys.
JD, thanks for the call. And to say something about that immediately, I addressed that a lot yesterday. Derrick Henry's a one-of-one situation. I think that the smaller linebackers is an evolution towards the passing game, and teams are finding their counterpunch. And obviously, it's not just Derrick Henry. Last year, there was a lot of running backs that got over the 1,000-yard mark. We're getting back to a little bit more of balance.
Well, I mean, we're talking, too, Derrick Henry being a one-of-one. It looked like for a minute there was going to be two 2,000-yard rushers last year with Saquon as well.
Yeah, and that is kind of what's going on here. There's a little bit of a balancing act going on because you do need linebackers that can play in coverage. You do need linebackers that can help protect the middle of the field in the air as well as the ground. Some teams, like Baltimore, love to take advantage of that. Some players, like Derrick Henry, are much larger as a running back compared to his compatriots in this generation. Saquon Barkley was one of the most highly touted running back prospects. In a timeline where running back is so invaluable, he's taken second overall. But you get Jahmyr Gibbs, Bijan Robinson, James Cook even. Guys that are getting over the 1,000-yard mark consistently. And there is a little bit more balance going on with the run game nowadays. I'm not going to say that JD's point is incorrect. There is a price to pay. But it is still a necessity to have linebackers that can play in coverage, because otherwise you get an AJ Klein, who's one of the last vestiges of the old school run-stopping linebacker, struggling to keep up with Travis Kelce, who, as of recent, has not been the same player he once was. He has timely plays, but he's not consistently that guy anymore. And you have a player like that, though, struggling to keep up. Do I think there is some value in it in getting like a rotational run-stopping linebacker? Yes, but he needs to have versatility. And if you can't deal with the pass, which the rules have dictated you need to, what good are you?
It's the ebb and flow of the NFL. I mean, that's really what it is.
Coordinators like to try to incorporate balance and counterpunches.
Well, even look what the defense had to do because of the passing game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got small linebackers, but now it's going to be, we talk about it, you especially talk about it all the time, the too high shell.
We're
going to take away the deep ball. You also having smaller wide receivers had become a thing, where for decades, you couldn't be under 6 foot, 210, 215, because you would just get destroyed over the middle of the field. I mean, a guy like Xavier
Worthy. Because
big
thumping linebackers.
Yeah. A guy like Xavier Worthy, he's first round pick, his 40 time. 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, the 40 time wouldn't matter. It'd been like, cool. What else can you do for me?
You're short. You're probably going late.
Yeah, you're going to go late. It's the ebb and flow of the NFL. It keeps it interesting. That much is certainly true. And you try to be ahead of the curve. That's kind of the big part of it. The Bills have been somewhat ahead of it in terms of how balanced they are, whether it frustrates many of us or not. They went back to the running game as a lot of good teams were starting to do that. You also saw for a little while, and I've loved this aspect of the NFL, because of the smaller linebackers, there has, in a way, been a revolution and a renaissance for tight ends. You're seeing tight ends now being first-round picks, coming and having to be a major factor of really good teams. That was a run there for a while of the great teams had great tight ends. Kelce, Sam Laporta, George Kittle, Dallas Goedert, or Zach Ertz, depending on what Eagles team you want to talk about. The Bills do this.
Ertz did it for a long time.
Yeah. Too. The Bills do this with trying to get Kincaid. Then you also see Tyler Warren is taken very early by the Colts.
Loveland.
Colston Loveland. Brock Bowers now, of course, as well for the Raiders. You're seeing that kind of revolution of, hey, we can take advantage of these smaller linebackers. They can cover us better, but they're not as big as us.
It's about counterpunches. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
It's fun.
It is fun. It's also, the league has, by default, all defenses in the NFL run a base nickel. College defenses now are mostly base nickel. Some still have a base of like a 4-3-3-4 style. But very rarely are you getting seven players that are larger human beings than the others. A nickel corner is now a priority and a starting position. That is what it is. So it is fascinating. And I appreciate the call there too, JD, about it, because it's about the evolution of the game. And how can you find your counterpunches? And the good coaches, the good coordinators, the good organizations, you try to find them. And while Dalton Kincaid has not had the massive success as the other tight ends that you listed, he was drafted for that purpose.
Yeah, he was drafted for that purpose, to be a mismatch, to be a difference maker.
And maybe in week one, we saw a little bit of that.
Also, to JD's other point on everyone eats and how important the offensive line is, could not agree more on that. I think it was Matt Ryan, mentioned he'd rather have skill position players over an offensive line. I know we played the position. I super disagree.
And he won an MVP with that, though.
Yeah, but I look around the NFL. Go to the Lions game. They lose a few pieces on their offensive line, including Frank Ragnow. Do they look the same?
Hang on. Actually, now that I'm thinking about that, because like even when Ryan's there, there are still more like statuesque quarterbacks when Ryan's at his best.
Mm-hmm. So he's all about
now,
get the ball quick, get it out, get it out.
Speaking of the evolution of the game, it is a requirement for a quarterback to be able to, at minimum, manipulate the pocket with his feet.
In some way.
You have to be able to move. You cannot be a statue. And you mentioned Jared Goff in particular there with the Lions. Gets battered. They lose Frank Ragnow. But Goff is the least mobile quarterback left.
Him and Stafford.
Him and Stafford. But even Stafford, I see manipulate a pocket every now and then and still like dipsy doodle his way even at his age. But Stafford and Goff, oddly enough, the players that were traded for each other, are the last vestiges of the pure pocket passer.
Yeah. Interesting where it goes. 803-0550, the number to call. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer. Coming up at 11 o'clock, we'll get a word in on the Jets as Paul Esden will join the show. Sal Capaccio also at 11:30. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive X Point Show on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Wrapping up hour number one here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We've got Thursday night football tonight. Commanders at Packers.
I'm kind of excited for that.
That is a really, really good matchup for... This is the Amazon Prime debut. That's a really good matchup to get the Amazon Prime schedule underway.
Well, considering
that's a really good one.
Considering it's probably an apology letter for the slate that they got last year.
Most years.
But that's also Thursday Night Football. This is a good test for the theory of how good Thursday Night Football is really. This is a great matchup between two high-end caliber teams in the NFC. And if we get 17-13... abolish Thursday Night Football.
Just get rid of it.
Yes.
Get rid of it.
I'm not kidding.
I'm looking at the slate now, and
somebody,
this is my favorite for a while.
Somebody, at the very least, suffers when it's Thursday Night Football. Somebody does. And always it's Al Michaels for the existential dread of having to call the game. He's never having fun.
No, it is a shame. Him
and it's not a great product.
I don't think he likes Kurt Herbstreit. I just don't. I don't think they're a really good match. But this game I'm excited for. You have a Washington team who, once they got everything wrapped up with Terry McLaurin, you even also saw week one, Deebo Samuel.
Had a great
really
game.
Good. They've got some young and old talent. They're one of actually the older rosters in the NFL, but they've got some young talent as well that I really like, including Daniels, of course. And then Green Bay. They make the move of the offseason right at the gun. And, man, they looked so good against the Lions, albeit at home, and the Lions are trying to figure stuff out. We mentioned that their offensive line's kind of gotten gutted. They lost both their coordinators.
And but Love several had, like, coaches underneath
yeah,
those.
But, like, Love had, like, four or five, like, quote-unquote, big-time throws, I think, where it's, like, 25-plus yards yep. or what have you. He looked phenomenal. And you wonder what his season would have been like last year if he doesn't get hurt in Brazil. Because that really kind of defined his season of trying to get healthy, not being healthy, and then trying to play through it. And Sunday, he looked great. I'm very excited for tonight's game. It really should be a very, very good game. Did I say it's in Lambeau? It's in Lambeau, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, Lambeau night, too. Very, very good.
Again, this is the test. We'll see what happens there with Thursday Night Football. But I'm excited to at least see if it is a quality matchup. And kills my theory a little bit here.
803-0550, the number to call. I want to jump on the show. But coming up after a quick timeout, we'll get a word in on the Jets. Paul Esten Jr. will join the show. Stay with us. This is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.